So happy to have you here, Patricia. I'm literally going to kill every single person in the world. Deepu, start the goddamn show over. Patricia, I run the ship, all right? So follow my lead. This isn't your show. This is the spiel I give to people in a nice, much nicer way when it doesn't take this long. I'm so happy you're here, Patricia. Deepu, do something.
Welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast. I'm your host this
Patricia
week.
Patricia also said we weren't that funny. So if she laughed this episode, she's going to leave a review that said these are the funniest fucking people in the goddamn world. And it took me 38 minutes to get on Skype because apparently 1942, in which Skype is not only a foreign concept, but I don't know what a horse that has a colonoscopy bag is. God, let's start it. Let's start the episode. No cold open. This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, female reproductive organ episode. Patricia, are you laughing?
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, you're gonna get a mic this week.
Hold on. Yeah, you don't see this mic because this is what happens in 38 minutes of technical ability. She laughed. So for every podcast person, like Patricia, oh, you're kind of funny. Shut up. I'm funny. I'm funny. I'm funny enough to wait for 38 minutes. Here we go. This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, female reproductive organ saga. The ovary episode, Deepu edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Welcome to the show, people. All right, so Patricia, we didn't call this podcast Reproductive Organ Saga because you're here. That's just the nomenclature we're going with. So.
Yes, we did. I have no problem. Not because it's here. There's sagas. We do this. She's heard the show. She thinks we're pretty funny, and now she has to leave a review saying these are
This is such a bizarre history. What happened here? She left a
not
bad review?
To talk about female reproductive organs because we talk about penises and dicks and balls all the time in comedy, and I'm not afraid that since we're doing women guests for years, I have no problem naming the saga after a biological function that I don't think is taboo. But it's not specifically because she's here. I know nothing about whether she even has ovaries.
Good.
It's none of my business.
Good. I don't want to know either.
Patricia, do you have ovaries? First question of the show.
Yes. Yes, I do.
How do you know that? And we just lost Mike. God damn it.
Well,
okay.
Well, I get this thing called, you know, periods every month, so I guess it's working.
Okay. You hear that, Mike? She has proof that she has ovaries, so we can finally move on.
All right, I cut out there for a second, but we can finally move on.
Okay,
maybe it's better that way. That was my timeout.
There you go. You've turned away from the corner, and now you've taken a deep breath. You've thought about what you've done and what Patricia's done.
I'm ready to.
Okay, so on this episode, I want to talk about a couple of things. First, I want to talk about the hypothetical of crash landing onto a deserted island, okay?
Ooh.
Yeah, so like, and you know, how you would handle it, how do you suspect the other survivors would handle it? I'm very curious about all, and Mike just cut out once again. Oh boy, I'm gonna wait, we'll wait for a second, and you cut out again. Let me just type that out, you cut out again.
Hello?
Mike.
All right, we're good. Yeah.
Okay.
Are we
okay,
good for good, or is this
we're good for now. We're good
okay.
forever.
All right. So, hypothetical.
She's got ovaries. Have you checked inside there? You've seen pictures of them?
I'm too busy. I'm too busy, bro.
I've seen pictures of my balls. Someone they thought something was wrong. Nothing wrong with them, but I've seen pictures.
I really gotta get tested anyway. So we're on this
plane.
To see
if you have balls.
Actually, that too. But anyway, so we're on the plane.
It could be two goldfish down there.
Could be. I mean, they do have a mind of their own.
You have some weird thing.
Goldfish don't have long lifespan, so.
Patricia, I was not suggesting that they were alive goldfish. They could be goldfish.
It's like when back in the 70s, the pimp shoes had the goldfish inside them. And now the modern equivalent is that
they're pickled.
Oh, that's disgusting. Did you know that?
Do you want to start our first segment?
Well, I was going to talk about the whole deserted island thing. And
the desert island or a deserted island?
Desert. I like the.
Yeah, desert island is kind of dumb, right? Because it's a little patch of desert, like surrounded by, I guess, like lawns, right? That's not what I'm talking about.
It's, all right, which is your example? Is your example that it's Two Mile Island and it, something happened on it and it was deserted, or is it that it is an island that simply is uninhabited and never has been?
Actually, let's go with neither. It turns out later on that we find that there are people on the island, but that's a whole other story. That's a whole other story.
Is it Gilligan's
Island? No. I mean, I'm sure I can think of a scenario much like the genius novelists of our time, but it'll be purely happenstance because, as we all know, I do not read books. So anyway, we're on a plane, all three of us.
This is lost.
No, it's not lost. This is purely a situation.
I was actually thinking of the whole time.
This is purely a situation of my imagination. Okay, Lost did not copyright.
That's what happened. It was in someone's imagination. You're talking about Lost.
Damn it! No. Whatever. This is not Lost. Lost doesn't own every fucking island that I've thought of. Okay,
it really
does, that's a lot of pressure.
But I'm on a plane and there's a deserted island, and later it turns out there's people on the island.
Okay, maybe. There is some parallel thinking between great minds, but that's not the important part. That's not the important. The other people, that's a whole other story. We're on this plane, right? We get a message from the pilot over the speaker system. All right, I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, everybody. What am I supposed to say, people?
Okay, we're saying that we have to make an emergency landing. Our engine has...
Everybody stay calm, especially that jackass in row three. Okay, so stay calm. I know you just stay calm.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Yep. We have 3 minutes before touchdown.
We've got 3 minutes. It's just enough time to play a Bee Gees song.
Oh, jeez.
So everyone, we have two Bee Gees songs are generally 2 minutes and 30 seconds. There's a punch card in front of you. It says how to use the raft. Says how to get off the plane. And then just say which Bee Gees song you know what? Stay on my eyes. Fuck it.
Okay. Well, sure. They put on the Bee Gees song, but now everyone on the plane has 3 minutes left to do something. Cradle
Tetris.
Their. What's that?
Tetris. I choose Tetris.
You choose Tetris. Okay. You choose Tetris. Patricia, what
Tetris
would you do?
3 minutes.
Patricia, you're on the plane. You're descending. You're 3 minutes left. You're by yourself. What would you do?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? Scream?
I'll probably start like hyperventilating. Honestly, I would probably just start hyperventilating, just like
that's
breathing.
That's no fun.
I know. It's just how I.
Hold on.
I get anxiety.
Patricia, I've been mean to you. I'm gonna see whether 3 minutes of hyperventilating is fun. Maybe it is fun. I don't know. Okay, Deepu, put me on the clock. Are we ready?
Yep.
Am I swearing too, or am I just hyperventilating?
No, well, you're around kids,
say,
so you're.
I say fuck a lot.
Deepu, I run the ship. Patricia, honey, am I swearing as well?
Yes, definitely.
Great. Let me see if it's fine. Deepu, tell me when 3 minutes are up.
Okay.
Oh fuck! That okay. is fun. Actually, yeah. I could do that. For good choice. Better than Tetris.
It is more lively than Tetris. I'll give you that. But the problem with screaming is that you're not really, you know that it's not helping. So why are you doing it? Just quietly freak out to yourself.
I don't think I would be screaming. I actually would think I'll be quiet about it because I get anxiety.
Let me try.
Cry, balls, tit sandwiches, marmalade poop. Fuck cannon.
That was less fun. I don't like that. Boring. Tetris.
Yeah, that sounds exhausting, by the way. Like panting like a gorilla.
Here, a fun thing I learned. Dogs, when they have to sniff for drugs, this is real, or bombs or anything like that, get very tired very quickly because they have to do that. Because in order to get all that air into their nose and analyze like every inch of air, they have to huff and puff like that. And it takes a lot out of them. And dogs really can't like sniff for a long time. That's why like the trainer has to be fast and in shape. And like sometimes they'll let the dogs go because it takes a lot of energy to do that, to breathe into your nose, like for as hard as you can, analyzing every single inch.
I also heard that if they don't find anything.
Now, what's fun here, Trisha, is welcome to the show. And this is where the groupthink thing comes in. Michael watched a documentary about airport security. shared this thing he learned about dogs. Deepu, and this is, I think, the problem with groupthink. Deepu said, here's a fact I don't know, but sounded okay. Here I go. I'm going to share it. Deepu, what's your made-up fact?
All right. So sometimes when the trainer, like the canine agent, is with the dog and the dog hasn't smelled any drugs for a while, they'll kind of squeeze the dog's legs to kind of make it feel better. And apparently it's like really relieving to the dog.
Great. Nonsense.
So you're crash landing. You got 3 minutes left. So you're screaming. Patricia's hyperventilating. Mike,
hoping I'm on Twitch with doing a speed run on Tetris.
You're going to try and stream on Twitch for your last. You're going to spend your last 3 minutes connecting to that website. Great. I am probably doing the most useful thing. I'm Googling what to do when you land on an island. You got to Google it. You got to Google your problems. You guys don't. I can't believe you guys. Neither of you guys said that. Everyone on that. Anytime a plane is descending, everyone should be Googling.
But Deepu, you just decided that it was on an island?
The pilot says, oh, we're going to land on an island. It's going to be great. There's a coconut tree there.
Let me do that again.
Yeah. All right, so this is an emergency landing, but I've chosen a destination. We're landing in Turks and Caicos. So
what are you talking about?
That sounds so cartoony. Like, is it one palm tree with a coconut?
We're gonna land on a describe it as a busy island. Say it's a busy island.
Yeah, we're gonna land on Jamaica. Hey, welcome to Jamaica. Local sign.
Oh man, wouldn't that be awesome if you're flying home from like some really boring country like Poland and then you get to crash land in Jamaica?
What's wrong with Poland? You ever been to Poland?
I know, right? I was about to say.
I'm sure Poland's boring. Fine, but it's not Jamaica.
It's a boring country?
I'm sorry?
Like deserted. That's a boring country.
Listen, that's neither here nor there. So we land.
It is here, there.
Poland is fine. I love pierogies.
Can we do the weekly segment?
Sure.
This is We Didn't Take a Survey, and where we ask people questions, and we didn't take a survey, and then a few weeks later, we get them to reconsider this group think, and we do take a survey to see what the group is thinking. Deepu, what is your We Didn't Take a Survey?
I want to ask Patricia what she thinks of, how people generally pick their spouses. What factors do you find most important?
So what is, it's got to be a group think thing. This is crazy, mm-hmm. Patricia. This is what we do every week. Yeah.
Okay.
Where I fucking adjust what he says to make sense. It has to be something that people think and you want them to reconsider as a group, or you think that the way everyone thinks about it is the same. What about choosing, you're in a monogamous relationship you're talking about?
Yeah,
so that's
your default.
That's something that's definitely group thinking. So
what do you base that on? How do you pick your mate? What is your checklist?
That, because in the survey we'll sort of get interesting answers, kind of. Can you make some opinion though? Can you answer first so that we can compare it to the group?
Okay, so I'm more about the audio experience, so I care about the name of the person. You gotta have a catchy name.
And okay, catchy name.
You gotta have a catchy name.
Underwood. Cleveland shitballer.
My Lanta. Oh, I would marry her in a second. I would marry her in a second. If you were named after heartburn medication, oh. Okay, so anyway, so.
Heartburn medications are very sexy. Nexium. I am Nexium. I'll do all your things you want. Oh, except, oh, no, I take it back. I'm Tums.
Oh my gosh, I have a bottle of Tums in my room.
I like TV blowjobs.
You know, a woman named Tums, I'll say that that's not going to do it. But anybody else.
Popular Elvis song. There was a big Sue and then a woman named Tums. Rolaids is nice, though. Rolaids could be a secret agent.
I could see that.
Hi, I'm Rolaids. Prepare to die.
Okay, so you got to have an interesting name, and you must sometimes... You must sometimes sound like a human cockatoo.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Patricia, what do you look for in a monogamous relationship? Are you monogamous? What do you look for in something that you, somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with?
Let's see. You're not going to like this, but, like, funny.
Uh-oh.
Well,
I guess I'll get
that takes up. Us out of the running. We're...
I know you're going to say that, Sam. Kind of
funny. Oh, yeah, funny's a good one. Humor's one that people say. I imagine we're going to get a lot of people saying funny. Here's mine.
I brought it up because I see that as a very group thinking one.
Yeah, that's interesting, but I don't think I would have fun fucking Louis C.K. Here's mine. This is mine entirely. I'm being 100% honest. You never hear about my personal life on this show. Do you want to know this, Deepu?
I do. Please.
Most murders come from crimes of passion. If you are unmurderable to me, you are a potential wife mate forever. I do meet people, I'm like, oh, I could murder that person. Please, no more of you. Get out of my life. That is my only qualification. I don't have any sort of body type. I don't have any sort of background type. I don't have any sort of ethnicity, whatever. If I just don't want to murder you, great. I could spend the rest of my life with you.
If you don't want to murder them, or if anyone doesn't want to murder them?
Oh, because then of course I am number one suspect. If someone is super murderable, guys, don't be friends with that person because they're gonna get murdered. Like, I hate to make it real here, but like, if you meet someone and you're like, oh, I could murder them. Or if you meet some of your friends, like, I could just kill that person. Yeah, don't hang out with them because it's likely someone will.
Now, define murderable. Is it hateable or is it survivable?
I don't know what that means. Oh, right. If someone is so tough that they're seeing, no one's so tough. What are you going to squeeze a bullet out of your neck? That's ridiculous. If someone seems like, if you see someone, you're like, oh, someone could definitely kill that person. You shouldn't hang around them at all. Not because they need to be protected or whatever. Because they're going to get murdered and you're going to get blamed for it.
I mean, that's also a possibility. Another thing for me is if they say gherkin instead of pickle, that's a hard out. I can't do it.
In this country, it's a specific thing.
I actually bought... Okay, this is a good one. I bought all of our stuff with gherkins before.
Oh, I guess...
And they look... Okay, but it's just funny. They look just like cock and balls. So that's why I also got them, actually.
I love it for my next bachelor party. All right, we'll take that survey later down the line. This has been We Didn't Take a Survey. Deepu, you got 3 minutes.
When I close my eyes, I see fast food logos. What about you guys? Is this normal? Is that fair to my eyeballs? What if I just want to see the gloops of light I used to see when I was a kid?
Gloops of light, yes.
When you push your eyeballs in, you ever do that? You push your eyeballs in?
No, because I'm not an insane person.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, she
knows
what I'm talking about.
Mm. Of course I do.
Right, yeah.
It's actually very dangerous.
Oh, great! So now I don't look like an idiot.
Don't ruin my childhood.
No, well, it's okay.
Hold on, your childhood was consistent of the fun of, oh, that's just Patricia pushing her eyeballs. Oh, Patricia, why don't we go to the park? No, Mom, I'm going to push my eyeballs into my head. Patricia, why don't you join a club at school? I looked through that list, Mom. There's no pushing eyeballs. It's a
head.
All right.
Don't share on the party.
Start a cold podcast.
Middle paragraph? There's four paragraphs here.
There's four paragraphs, so I'll do the first one, you'll do the second one, I'll do the third one, and you'll do the fourth one. Now, on the fourth one, Deepu, have you noticed that it's moonshot.audio?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get ready for us to read the fucking ad. Moonshot is a new podcast from Lawson Media that explores seemingly impossible technology ideas and the people trying to make them happen. These are real ideas that might just change the world as we know it.
The show covers topics like self-driving cars, Mars space travel, artificial intelligence, and even the people trying to integrate in technology with your body and your mind.
You can find the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
More information on the show can be found on our website, or on their website, actually, moonshot.audio.
You did so good with that. I am so proud of you. and you've now proven that you don't read English in some sort of parrot way when you're copying people. I now know because I gave you that copy and you read it. That advertiser's going to be, I'm going to say, this is not only about really complicated ideas that Deepu can't understand, it's about literacy.
It's my episode now.
Yeah.
You ready?
Go.
Gun. I have an opening monologue. I dream of a world where people don't have to think. I really do. Really think that people think that listening to this show, that what my goal is in life is to make everyone think. That's the opposite. The goal of life, the utopia at the end of the rainbow, is indeed everyone doesn't have to think, that nothing can go wrong. We can float along like stupid manatees without worrying if we're going to get ripped up by a jet boat. And to be honest, jet boats are more fun than being a manatee. So let's start the show. Deepu, bring it in.
This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, Reproductive Organs of the Female Saga, Reproductive Organ Episode, Saga, Ovary Episode, Mike Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Hello to no one. Hello, Patricia. It's just been very difficult to get you on today, and we're very happy.
It's been great.
So when Patricia wanted to come on, she wanted to talk about I told her about the mental health thing we're doing and how it's not a stigma. You know, that we've partnered with IM1&4, and so we wanted to talk about mental health. So speaking of mental health, which I think is very important to groupthink. Because I think that a lot of people, like I often mistakenly say insane, but insane's not – I think insane's on that list like of words that don't really mean anything anymore.
That's
like,
true. It doesn't.
I try not to – like no one gets declared insane anymore, I think. I try not to say hysterical either while we're on women reproductive organs because that's a sexist word. But let's start our segment. We didn't take a survey. This is a segment where we ask our guests the questions, and then weeks later we play back some answers when we actually take a survey, but we haven't taken one yet. Here we go. Why are people so resistant to sunglasses? Deeply thoughts.
The hiding of eyeballs is very – it causes a lot of suspicion. Because
I'm glad we're on this right away. Everyone out there who thinks that when they say they look at a woman or a man's eyes instead of their butt or boobs, guess what? Much grosser than saying you look at their butt or boobs. Butt and boobs are generally covered with clothing. They're essentially just mounds of cloth. Nothing more innocuous than butt and boobs covered in cloth. Eyeballs are these disgusting Legend of Zelda enemies covered in goo with inside this strange membrane and colored like a disgusting rock.
Right,
if you say you love looking at people's eyes, it is a weird thing to say.
I did not say I love looking at people's eyes, but eye contact is important in interpersonal communication.
Another fucking groupthink. No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What is it? What is it? It's super creepy.
It is a factor. Okay, you take someone speaking to you and then
Everyone do this. Go to your I work remotely, so I don't have to use it. Go into work tomorrow and just stare at your boss's eyes. I guess you're out there before everyone gets their coffee. John came in and he literally won't stop looking at my eyes.
That was my boss's name.
Oh really? Oh, I'm sorry. Don't.
Oh no, don't be sorry. He was cool. He's still cool. Oh shit! I just said was. He's still cool.
Did you fire it? Did you get fired for looking at his eyes?
No. Actually, we would flirt with each other a lot. It was cool. We have a cool dynamic.
Well, here's the thing.
You went the totally wrong way. You're supposed to say, show up at work and wear sunglasses. It was that simple.
Oh, that is not my suggestion. I'm telling
you. That's such an asshole move to wear sunglasses indoors.
Exactly.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
Unless you have a condition.
I'll get to that in a second, Patricia. But if you actually, during the day, think about how much you actually make eye contact, like think about a conversation and then start to be conscious of it during the day, how much you make eye contact, and don't like try to make more eye contact, just be conscious of it, you will realize you don't make eye contact that much. You will realize that in reality, you make eye contact maybe when you see someone and there's certain situations where someone wants to know that you're listening or whatever. For the most part, people look at their eyes. I look at people's mouths when they speak because I I do a little bit of lip reading so that I can understand them. It's a much more practical place to look. It's just you don't do it that much, but people decide that it's a thing that we do. So if, I'm glad you brought it up.
If you want to see if someone's lying, a tell.
Okay, I'll get back to you in a second. I want to talk to Patricia. Patricia,
mm-hmm.
Wearing sunglasses indoors is a dick move, is what you said.
Yeah.
Why? If my eyes are sensitive to light, it's a medical need. If I walk into work, it's like, hey, the lights are really bright in here. The boss is going to be like, all right, well, we're going to lower all the lights for you, Dave. Hey, Dave, we're going to – oh, yeah, good point, Dave. It's super bright in here. Everyone, we're dimming the lights. Like, no. It's like if it's too bright in there, it's a medical need. Like, it hurts your eyes. If you stare at the sun too much, if you get – it's the same as the sun. If it's too bright for you, it's too bright. Okay, Patricia, any defense of that? Is it still a dick move? I still would think it's creepy, to be honest.
I mean, it also raises suspicion, too. I mean, it's true that you could have sensitive eyes, but at the same time, or you could be blind, but it's also a sign of courtesy, just like taking off your hat when you come in indoors.
We've said that's bullshit. Patricia, what is the suspicion? You can't just, this is the thing that, Patricia, this is what it's about. It's about groupthink. That's why I don't like stigmas. That's why I don't like this. What is suspicious about wearing sunglasses indoors?
Well, when you can't see someone directly into the eyes, you see like if they have some kind of like motive or they're just kind of like hiding or they just don't want to be seen.
At once. You are not Dr. House. Nobody is. None of you are. People lie to you all the time looking at you in the eyes. Okay?
They could be hiding drug use. They could be hiding drug use.
Okay. Hold on a second. Thanks for bringing it up. But I want to address both of you. None of you have. I guarantee both of you have been lied to and you didn't know it. Because none of you have this skill. No one has this weird skill that they attribute every once in a while to a TV doctor. Drug use, good. If you're doing your job and you need drugs to do it, good. I don't give a shit.
Most people do. They don't like
it. So that we're going to lock people up in jail for smoking weed and then they wear sunglasses inside? No one who's trying to hide drugs, Deepu, their thought is, wait, I'll wear sunglasses. They'll never know what's going on under.
If your eyes are bloodshot and you don't.
Oh, my God, their eyes are bloodshot. That doesn't happen. It's not like you're born with blood capillaries in your eyes. Okay, so here's what the criminal says. Walk me through this. Okay, Patricia, do a little role-playing with me. We've both done drugs, okay? And you're me, how weak. Deepu's our boss. And you're going to tell me how we can't go into work because our eyes are bloodshot, okay? So you and I were smoking crack. And we're good at our job on crack. All we do is, we count perfume bottles. And we smoke a bunch of crack. We go into work and we count perfume bottles like madmen. Oh, it's just crazy how many perfume bottles. Okay, so we've just smoked a shitload of crack. I don't know how much a shitload is, but we just smoked a bunch of it, all right? And we're right outside work trying to figure it out, all right? Oh, Patricia, I'm so high right now. But we got it. Are my eyes bloodshot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yours are really
bad.
What are we going to do? Oh, no, there's no solution. Wait, Patricia, I got it!
What?
Let's wear sunglasses inside.
I mean,
it's foolproof.
We could just tell we have pink eye. Oh, that's, yeah, okay. Actually, that probably works, actually. Yeah, you're right.
If we can get, if one of our eyes can just be bloodshot and the other isn't at some point in the day, we'll say we have pink eye and that we got it from rubbing our eyes on a dirty sock. But if there's only enough, I got it. So if one eye is that, if we can just get one eye down, I'll concentrate on making one eye white and you do the same. And we'll say, oh, we rubbed a sock on our face and we can only share the middle of the sock. But until then, we'll just wear sunglasses. He's never going to know. All right. All right. You ready? Hey, boss. How's it going?
All right, cool.
Hey, kids, welcome. Welcome back to work. Welcome.
Welcome back to work. That's a weird greeting for work, but I'm ready to get to work.
All right.
Yeah, we got this.
Kids. Come here. Come a little closer.
Much closer. Okay. Now we're like in kissing distance, but I hope this is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you guys smell a little funky, but that's okay. Why are you both wearing sunglasses?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Fashion statement.
It's a fashion. It's not even. It's just we're just wearing.
Okay.
You put socks on, make it comfortable on the shoe. We're wearing sunglasses.
That's a very
odd. I must say, would you mind taking off your sunglasses just so I can see? Yeah. Just so I can see.
Yes. Hold on. Yes, I would.
All right.
So you can see what? My eyes? You've seen my eyes before. We are very close. I don't want to kiss you, sir.
All right, you can back up a little bit, but don't go back to work just yet. I'm a little worried that you guys are doing drugs.
Mm-hmm. What made you? But hold on, you know you have to have probable cause. Mm. What made you suspicious to it?
The smell. I do smell it on you, and right. And the sunglasses.
Right, because everyone who's wearing sunglasses that to hide their drug eyes gets caught. So this is an asinine thing to say that it raises suspicion, because anyone who's actually who has half a brain in their fucking head is gonna wear is gonna like that is why it doesn't raise any suspicion. It
Listen,
doesn't.
This is. I'm just a simple perfume salesman.
I'm done with the, who gets a lot of things. I'm done with the bit. I'm done with the bit. It doesn't raise suspicion. It's obvious. If you've worn sunglasses to work, you've given up. It doesn't raise any suspicion. There's nothing suspicious about sunglasses.
What about if you're going? What if you're interacting device. With someone? Okay, you're saying that if you out of nowhere, you know, you have your normal behavior, you'd never wear sunglasses around a certain boss or a family member, and then all of a sudden you're wearing it indoors. Without any sort of addressing, do you think it doesn't deserve any comment? That they could just wear it? It's going to get a comment.
Yeah, I don't care. The thing is that if you actually went into work on drugs and you had to wear sunglasses to hide it, you're done. You're done. You're so high. Oh, what happened? We lost her. Okay, oh, let's just keep going. Maybe she'll pop back in.
Boy. Anyway, so... Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with her. I think sunglasses are suspicious. You haven't really convinced me otherwise. I'm going to stay on the against side of the matter.
But why? But why? This is the groupthink thing just running throughout culture. There is nothing suspicious. There's nothing suspicious. There's no reason that we shouldn't be able to wear them. If you think it's too bright in a location, it's too bright.
Okay, so sunglasses serve two purposes, right? They dim the lights for your eyeballs, right? They dim the lights. But they also conceal your face. They conceal
your... Who cares? So does makeup. Who cares? Who cares if my face is concealed? Who cares?
I can't imagine living in a world without eye contact, without looking in people's eyes, man. We're going to lose something special that day. We're going to lose something special.
I don't care. I honestly don't care. If it's what you want, it's what you want. Who cares? So people should be naked? So people should be shouldn't wear any fashion? So people should cover their necks up? Or people shouldn't cover their necks up? Where do you draw the line? This is that fashion police thing again. Mm. Why does it matter? It doesn't raise suspicion. It's not like you're an X-Men where you have powers that you need to wear sunglasses. It's not like wearing sunglasses can hide you can't. What are you gonna hide in your eyeballs? Like, let's say you dug out your eyeballs and you're hiding something in there. It's not suspicious. If you're on drugs, who cares? I don't care if you're on drugs. I care that you're a nice person and you're safe, and that if you're on drugs, you're not getting behind a car.
All right. Well, you know, enjoy getting fired. Enjoy losing your job. Counting the sweet gig of counting perfume bottles.
Saying I'm doing drugs and going to work. I'm saying why is it doesn't raise any suspicion. This was let's take a survey. Patricia, are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, my roommate disconnected the thing.
Get your roommate on the
line. I was like, I stared at him, I was like, what did you just do?
I wish, so that's the one thing I will say about now that we've ended the Let's Take a Survey segment. I can give, that one of my powers is I can give you a stare that really will let you know I'm very angry at you. It's one of my things that allows me to not yell at people, because this is joking yelling and I'm having fun. I'm glad to talk to Patricia. But my super... So I would say you want me wearing sunglasses, because if I use that stare, oh, you don't even know. Oh, you have no idea. But okay, mental health. Patricia, are you there? Or has your roommate...
Yeah, I'm here.
Unplugged you now. So mental health. Mental health stigma. It's terrible, right?
I just can't believe he just did that.
It's okay. You know what? We'll find him. I know where he lives. I don't know where he lives.
The room next to mine.
The room. That's not what you put on Postmail. So it's okay. We're closing. It's like the stairs under the cupboard under the stairs. Patricia, what are your thoughts on mental health? It's people, let me ask you, sometimes I meet people, mm-hmm. and we're trying to eliminate the stigma towards mental health. That's why we partner with I Am One in Four. Patricia felt very passionate about our, I don't believe in groupthink, I don't believe in, but Patricia, some people out there, they are cuckoo brains. And so shouldn't we not talk about them being cuckoo brains? Like, for example, there's this depression people, and I go, no, you are cuckoo brains. Don't touch me with your cuckoo brains. Other people, they have ADHD. And I go, that's cuckoo brains on multiple levels. You want to be cuckoo brains about this 1 second and cuckoo brains about that? Shouldn't we lock these people up in a well?
Here, here.
Is Patricia there?
Yeah, someone said a statement. I'm for it, man.
Well, hopefully Patricia hears us and hears our joke and isn't yelling at me. Patricia, are you on the line? Come in, Patricia.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, are there reactions to what we've said? Mine was a joke. What are the reactions? We're ready for them. Hold on, now we're not. Let me start up the reaction machine. Okay, go ahead. Now we're ready for your reactions. Why do you feel so passionately about ending the stigma of mental health?
All right. So from personal experience, I had people just ask me like billion questions about like depression and anxiety and mental health. And I try my best to like, you know, answer them as best as I can. I don't want to answer for everyone,
you know,
for my sake.
I think that's the thing I want to comment on. That this stigma about not talking about it, and it's the same with racial issues, and it's the same with sexuality issues. It's the same with any issue that becomes marginalized. Mm-hmm. If you talk about it, you force people to become ambassadors to a cause they have not chosen to be an ambassador to. That's a groupthink thing right there, that you think that by not talking about it, it makes people more comfortable. But by not talking about it, this builds up. And then poor Patricia, she's got some anxiety and people are like, well, what's that like? What's a panic attack like? And you're like, why is this my job? I think that in school, we should be teaching about this stuff. And instead of it being Psych 101, where we teach people if you dunk monkeys in water, they get really – they build up glimbaglobin in their brains. No, we should say, hey, we should start it like driver's ed. It should be like this is what these things are. These are the common – these are the five most common mental health problems. 1 in 4 people have it. 1 in 4 people have it. Mm-hmm. So if you think about that in terms of school – 1 in 4 people go through it. That means that 1 in 4 people will not go to war, but we talk about war in school. Much less than 1 in 4 people will go to war nowadays. But yet we teach all about war in school. 1 in 4 people will not see a whale or have to know about DNA, but we teach DNA in school. It's insane. 1 in 4 people even. I mean, that's getting close to driving. I mean, I think that's about the number. I'd have to look it up. But it should be like driver's ed, because It's the same with any issue. It's like if you ask someone about a thing, you know, a racial issue, a sexuality issue, well, they don't have to speak for everyone. It's very strange. And this is this groupthink thing that is turning people into – I'm not Nelson Mandela of OCD. I don't want to be. It's not my job. But at the same time, now it is my job. I'm happy to do it, to talk about it. But I don't think I'm qualified really to say anything other than my own experiences, like Patricia said.
I have a question. What would this class teach? This equivalent of driver's ed class for mental illness.
It would teach what the symptoms are. It would teach why it happens. It would teach parts of the brain. It would be mandatory. I'd say get rid of the second time we learn American history.
Could do that, but there's also the issue where people, when they start reading these symptoms, they start thinking they have those symptoms.
Okay, and you know what? And then what we would say in the classes? Okay, go see a therapist, because if you think you have
those symptoms, go to a professional.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everyone should not be. I was on a podcast earlier this month where someone would said, "I have a phobia of dogs." They go, "That's not my problem." If you have a phobia, if you genuinely have an irrational fear, you need to go see someone. And more people thinking I might have this. All that's going to lead to is exactly what Patricia said. Go see someone. It will never unlike any other doctor, unlike a radiologist, it will not hurt you to go see a therapist, a psychologist, or psychiatrist for an hour. Nothing in your life will only get better. And that's another thing, is that there's a stigma against going to see someone. If you think you have it and you don't have it, it will be clear to this professional within minutes. And they'll go, no, don't worry, you don't have it. Would you like to stick around and talk about stuff? And the worst that happens in that scenario, people go, oh, I think I have it, is that more people see a therapist on a regular basis and we have a happier society. That's the worst case scenario.
I mean, you are lining the pockets of therapists across the country.
God forbid we line the pockets of scientists. I know. For me, I'd rather spend it on anime stuff. You know, it's really those people making replicas of Goku that really need the money. Oh boy, if Jay-Z doesn't get another house, what am I gonna do? God forbid I spend all the money that I was gonna spend on. I mean, there's people that are up to date on every video game generation. I mean, and then they go, and then they don't think that they can spend money to go to a therapist. It's insane. What would be the problem if we have if doctors have more money? If people trying to, you know, we're in a place where this science isn't barbaric anymore. We're even just talking to someone. Some of them are just someone to talk to about what's going on in your mind. I mean, it would just make the world happier.
Listen, I've had my dealings with mental illness. Some people very close to me have had their battles. So, you know, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. People should be educated about this. It's just kind of a downer. I think that class,
Can I rip into you?
Yeah, please.
Ted is much more of a downer than this. You've said it before, and I actually cut your comment out that this is a downer. It isn't a downer. Sex ed is much more of a downer. The likelihood you have schizophrenia, which is one of the, you know, like a mental illness that can kill you, for the most part, you're going to be fine. It's not a downer. It's actually the quite opposite. The world is living as if these things are a downer. The world is living as if these things are unmanageable. The world is saying, this groupthink is saying, it's a downer. It's not a downer. It's a downer as much as teaching how a virus works, as much as teaching how a cold works.
Let me ask you something. Yeah, how much?
Ask Patricia. Yeah,
Patricia and Mike, what percentage would you say? Would you say we understand a condition like bipolar disorder?
Great question. We don't.
Exactly. So it's hard to say. Oh, we can just start educating
great
people.
Great question. Want to ask me something? Want me to blow your mind? You want to blow your mind?
Please go try, man.
Ask me how much we understand what the common cold is.
Go ahead.
How much do we know about the common cold?
Almost nothing. We don't know what it is. We don't know why it comes up. We have a theory. We know we've hunted down certain bacteria and put them into a certain corner. We don't know. Ask me if we know what a virus is. What a virus is. Every single one of you out there has gotten a virus. Ask me if you think we know what a virus is.
We know what a virus is.
It's impossible to classify. They don't have DNA.
It comes in the.
Let me explain to you. It doesn't have DNA. All of the things that are deadly to us that we are trying to solve over time take years and years and years of progress. We're still on trying to figure out what viruses are. You know, AIDS is a virus, Deepu. AIDS comes from the human immunity. Oh, God, I'm a screwed up. I can't say it now because now I'm angry. We don't understand a lot of stuff. That is science, Deepu. But what we do understand is the symptoms of some of these things, and there's completely manageable ways to deal with them. But you, and this is your issue, someone told me that, you are choosing to be ignorant entirely.
Hey, why I'm not hurting that? The world. I'm not hurting what? The world. I'm nice to everybody. I'm nice to everybody.
It's not a downer. You're saying, oh, it's a downer. I don't want to learn about it. You're just choosing not to learn about it at all. You're choosing, I don't care even in the slightest. We shouldn't learn more about it.
It's not about not caring. It's about whether or not I, at this immediate moment, have to do something about it.
Of course you do. You think that this might not happen to you. 1 in 4. There's a better chance of this happening to you than getting in a car crash.
Not the way I
There's a better chance of this happening to you than getting in a tornado in your area. How about that?
Well, when you put it like that, I guess you have a point. I guess you have a point, Mike. I'll get right on it. I'm going to throw my pen now.
I got to get gonorrhea.
What?
There's a cure for gonorrhea. Why do we teach about gonorrhea?
So you don't get it. So you don't have itchy balls or whatever it is.
So, but there's a cure. You're saying if we know everything about it, There's a cure. You go see a doctor if something hurts in you. Why should we teach anything about sex ed then? If your penis or vagina hurts, go see a doctor and they'll fix it. Why should we teach anything if we know everything? That's the flip side of your ignorance argument.
Well, I mean, part of that is because families don't teach.
Patricia, he's a dumbass, right?
Oh, she doesn't want to say it. Got her. Got someone on my team there. Anyway, so, yeah.
No, you don't have anyone on your team.
Oh. Yes! And that is the best way to end this episode. This has been the Start a Cult Podcast. You have no one on your team, Deepu.
No one on the show. I got millions. I got millions, baby.